It's easy to find flooring online, but imagining those floors on your floor? A bit trickier. So Lumber Liquidators made Picture It, which adds our floors to a photo of your space. Just point, snap, and choose a floor. It's great if you're looking for new floors. Also, still fun if you're not. Try Picture It, only at llflooring.com. These are the floors homes are built on. Get free samples of your favorite floors sent to your home. Visit llflooring.com to order today.
He's the home inspector, and he's got advice to fix up your home. Oh, gee, that's nice.
He is so the home inspector on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Doug Lear, Bonnie Amistadi on Tuesday mornings at 6:40 a.m. If you've got questions about your home, your furnace, cracks in the concrete, we've got the man.
You bet. Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, Inc., joins us here on the KFGO Morning Crew. Good morning to you, Lars.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We are good.
Lars, I want to get to the topic at hand, but I also want to ask you about lutefisk. Because we tried lutefisk yesterday morning, myself and Bonnie for the first time ever, and Dawn Haney. And for us, it was a memorable experience. I'll tell you that much, Lars. Where do you stand on lutefisk?
You know what? I am Norwegian. I'm born and raised in Norway, moved here 10, 11 years ago, and have never tried lutefisk, never had it offered to me.
What?
You guys know better than me.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Next time, I'm telling you what, Lars, we need to have a true, true Scandinavian with us.
I would love to do that. But you know what? It seems to me like sometimes that this tradition is staying more solid here in North Dakota than in Norway itself. It's
interesting.
Washing away.
Interesting. Like. Yeah. Well, Mai turned it into fish soup, and it was terrible. I think what you need to do coming up in January, Sons of Norway, the Kringen Lodge, they're going to start their lutefisk feeds. You need to go do that since you're from Norway.
I should, yeah. I absolutely should.
Our KFGO Laney studio lines are open. If you have questions for Lars, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or you can text in 35270.
And Lars, we're going to talk about smoke detectors in a minute, but Janet is on the air. And Janet, you've got a question for Lars. Go ahead.
Yes, I bought a townhome 2 years ago. It's one level flat on the ground. And about a couple of months ago, I noticed where I walk into one corner, the board squeaks like it's not secure. It's under carpeting. Is that something I should be concerned about?
It's a slab on grade structure, no crawl space, no basement?
I'm assuming it's on slab, yes. There's no basement at all.
So do you have laminate flooring or tile flooring?
Don't know what's under the carpet. I'm assuming it's just boards. It's covered with carpet.
Okay. I don't think it sounds like it's going to be a big structural concern. If you will have structural concerns on a slab on grade structure, you typically would see drywall cracks, often diagonally from windows or above windows or below windows or above the door openings. If you start seeing diagonal cracks like that, that might be that your structure is shifting. I don't think it doesn't seem like it's a significant issue what you're describing.
Okay, it's into a corner, so we don't walk on it normally. But I was just wondering, is there anything I can do to fix it? Someone said put a nail through the carpeting.
Yeah, that might be tough if there's concrete below.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing is, you know, no house is perfect. There's always going to be a little thing that's going to come up and it's going to bug you for a little while, and then you're going to let it go for after a while.
But it sounds like she doesn't need to worry too much about that. Janet, thank you for the call.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, Inc., joining us here on the KFGO Morning Crew. He is a home inspector. If you have questions, call the KFGO Laney studio line, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or text in your questions to 35270. And I know, Lars, that you wanted to talk about smoke detectors. You have some important information for us.
I do, and this sounds so boring, but it isn't. I'm about to shock you right now with some information. So we are approaching the Christmas holiday, and every year we see more fires during this time due to Christmas lights, excessive decorations, burning candles, cooking, and so on. So I thought this would be a timely topic. And I want to ask you guys, what type of smoke detector do you guys have in your house?
Kidda?
Mine is, I believe it's a First Alert. I've got a bunch of them, but I think First Alert or the Kidda.
Maybe both, I guess. Yeah, we've got a bunch too.
So there are two different types of smoke detectors, and they both offer a different technology and have advantages that can offer early warning over the other depending on the original, the fire, flame, or smoke. So the most common smoke detector we have throughout the country is the cheapest one, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the type of smoke detector that's commonly put in newer homes as they're being built and by far the most common smoke detector we have in our homes. This smoke detector is notorious for nuisance chirping from cooking and are more likely to be intentionally disabled for that reason. They can work pretty well in an open flame fire, but in a smoldering fire, they don't really work well at all. And then the other option is the photoelectric smoke alarm. This one is less common, more expensive. You don't see them as often, but they work so much better in a smoldering fire. And guess what? Studies have found that these alarms can go off from 5 to 50 minutes faster than the ionization alarm that we commonly see in our home.
What?
And most fatal fires in our country are smoldering fires. And in fact, 2/3 of all fatal fires occur at night when people are sleeping, and they are usually smoldering fire. And for that reason, the National Fire Association says the best smoke alarm you can have in your house is a combination of both.
Okay, Lars, so what do we look for? What does it say on the packaging? What should we be looking for?
So today I'm encouraging all listeners, including you guys, to go home, take your smoke detector off the wall or from your ceiling, and figure out how old it is. Because if it's more than 10 years old, you should just throw it away and get a different one.
Right.
I mean, what a lot of people will do is just hit the test button on an old smoke detector, and they feel pretty good about that. It went off, it's working, but that doesn't really tell you anything about the response time. So after you have identified the age of the smoke detector, you want to try to figure out, is this an ionization detector or is this a photoelectric detector? And you can tell by looking at it. It could be labeled on the front of it, but most commonly on the back of it. And it's recommended that you also replace the battery at least once every year. And if you live in a house that has a gas appliance, you should also have a carbon monoxide detector within 15 feet of each bedroom. And I see, you know, I looked at over, 8,000 homes over the last 10 years, and I see that most homes have the ionization detectors. A lot of homes have really old detectors, and a lot of homes don't have the carbon monoxide detector. So we all need to get way better at this. So today is the best day to get that done.
I love that. Some great holiday safety advice there. I wanted to ask you too, Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, Inc. here on the KFGO Morning Crew. What are your thoughts too? Because a lot of the newer homes especially have those smoke detectors hardwired with the battery backup in there. Should we always make sure we have a battery in there as well?
Yes, you always want to make sure there's a battery. If the power is out, and if there's a fire and the power goes out, you will rely on those batteries. And as I said, you should replace the batteries, before they trip. Ideally, like once or twice every year. And you should also test them every year. But if they're old, they're more than 10 years old, you got to get rid of them.
Great safety advice. Could save a lot of lives. I like that. Lars, we thank you for that. So what's on your Christmas dinner table for a Norwegian if you're not having lutefisk? We have to ask.
I think we're having ribs.
Ribs?
That's how I grew up. But they're different ribs. Like what we commonly eat for Christmas in Norway is ribs. But they're really different than here. And I'm not much of a chef, so don't ask me how they're different.
You're just going to eat them.
I'm just eating it.
I love that. Well, Lars, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for your time.
You guys as well.
And we'll catch you again next week. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, excellent. Great safety advice there. Yeah, Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, Inc. He is a home inspector passing along his knowledge here in the KFGO Morning Crew. He joins us every Tuesday at 6:40. He does take your questions and your phone calls, as well as providing us with some important information. 6:40.